It really depends where he's going. I suspect his furnace was probably what 25, 30,000, 35,000 BTUs originally. And I'm not convinced, like when you look at a 3,000 or 6,000 or 9,000 BTU catalytic, they're a lot more efficient than the forced air ones. So I'm curious if the BTU ratings are transferable, i.e., do you need 25,000 BTUs worth of catalytic to come up with the same heat potential as a forced air?
Yeah. What about the concerns for plumbing? There's always a lot of talk that forced air keeps your plumbing better, your tanks from freezing. Is that a concern?
Again, it depends on the vintage. If the black tank, he's got no gray tank. So the black tank, if it's above the deck, and the fresh tank is above deck, being inside behind cabinetry and stuff, it's likely to be cooler than inside the trailer. But it shouldn't be frozen. If it's below deck, definitely you're going to have some issues there, especially if it's one that had the forced air ducting going around it. Basically, if it's original tanks, there is some potential there. What we do in our trailer when we go out in the winter here, but winter here, upstate New York is pretty chilly. We just don't have any water in the tanks because it's more trouble, getting to the place and going home, having to dewinterize and winterize again. It's more trouble than it's worth.
So you just travel with your trailer winterized, and you just don't use any onboard plumbing when you're using it?
Well, we have bottled water, and when we'll use the drain, but it's before we leave, we'll just put some antifreeze back in the traps of the drains.
Okay.
But we don't actually have any water coming out of the taps.
Now,
But
if
of
you have
course,
water in a, if like mine, I have a gray tank now.
yeah.
If I just drain it, that's going to be fine, right? Yeah.
But the thing is, you're more likely, depending on where you're going, you're more likely to be able to run free with the gray water anyway, especially if you're using very minimal amounts of it. When you pour it down the drain, it'll go into your gray tank and you leave the valve open so it goes right out the gray tank right away. So none of your drain plumbing has any accumulation behind the valve.
All right, so what's their answer? Can he replace a furnace with n mirror Kallax heaters?
Yes, he can, but again, it's going to depend on the capacity of what he wants to do. If he wants to go out spring and fall in Wisconsin, it's going to be pretty easy. If he wants to go out in the dead of winter, he's going to really have to play with capacities. And definitely, because the catalytics don't have fans to move things around, you're going to want to have more than one, especially on a sovereign of of that size. You certainly want to have one in the front, one in the back, and maybe some reasonable capacity. I've got a 3,000 BTU in the back of mine. I think that's what Rob's putting in his as well. But I have the original furnace that without a fan up front, and that's worked really well. But and then we also have a one of these portable Mr. Heaters that we use to sort of preheat the trailer when we get into it when it's really, really cold, and that works well as well.
All right, let's move
The
on.
only thing on the Tim, on the catalytics is to run those things, you gotta have a have some type of a fresh oxygen coming into the trailer at the same time, especially if that's all you're using.
They all leak, Rob.
So crack a window.
I know, but I've in the cat in the Caravelle and even in the Sovereign and stuff. Through the falls and stuff like that. This year, using our little Mr. Buddy heater, which is a catalytic, just using the 1 pound bottles. Running that thing all night or having it on all the time, it to me it just dries the air out so much, and you wake up completely dried out.
Yeah.
Whereas I never got that with my other furnace. So to me, that's one of the drawbacks of catalytics. They do heat. They don't take power.